say it's part of Yeshua. Amriso de chachmiso tuva. Heard that you're a great sechocha. Eman li ma chazina b'chalmoi. Tell me, what do you think I'm going to dream about tonight? He was in the middle of daytime, and the caser asked him, what do you think I'm going to dream about tonight? Omalei, and as you do, as the caser was afraid very much of the pasoyim, they were having mechome kineged. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, Omalei, chazis, I saw the meshach l'icha pasoy, that the pasoyim like, you know, rule over you. The gav l'cho, they'll push you to do work. V'reya b'cho shkotzim v'chutri v'haba. They'll make you be a roya, take care of shkotzim. Mamish, nisa animals, they'll be hitting you with a golden staff. So that's how much the pasoyim are going to rule over you. Is hero kulil yema? He thought about it the whole day. It bothered him so much. He said, are the Persians not going to beat me up, make me work so much? He thought about it the whole day. Or the Yurka came at night and chazi, he dreamt it. Because that was of Yeshua's chachma. He knew that since he's going to think about it the whole day, in the storm at night, he'll dream about it. Omalei shavamalka, another case, shavamalka. Rashi Melech processes Lishmuel Amrisu dechachmisa tuva. Here also your big chachamim. Emeli my chazino b'chalmoi. Tell me, what am I going to dream about tonight? Omalei chazis, are you going to dream the asoi remoi that the Romans are going to come b'shovlechon? They're going to capture you b'tochni b'chol kishaisa b'ruchayza d'haba, and they're going to make you grind up the pits of the dates in a golden grinder. Like you show how choshev they are, the Romans, and they're going to make you work with them. That's what we told the Melech. So here are Kula Yoma, this Melech Pras thought about it the whole day. Oluyurta Chosi, at night time he dreamt about it. And since he thought about it the whole day, came at night he dreamt about it. Rashi, Yechaifu Osef Lipcha and Garine tomorrow. They'll make you grind the pits of the dates. Shava Melech Pras. Lamar Bar Hedya Mafsha Chalmi Hevi. Bar Hedya, he was one of these people that was interpreter of dreams. What was the Maisa? Man the Yoyev Le'agu ever paid him off beforehand. Mif Shalei Le'mayusa. He interpreted the dream for a good interpretation. But man the Yoyev Le'agu ever didn't give him money before. His master Le'griusa. He interpreted for the bad. As the Gemara said before, a dream goes boss of the interpreter. So if he says it good, it'll come out good. If he says bad, it'll be bad. So it depends if you paid him or not. Mar Abayev Rava. They both went to ask him their dreams. Chazi Chalma. They both dreamt the dream. Abaya Yoyev Lezuzi. Abaya first paid him some money. For Rav Lo Yoyev Le, Rav held no, I'm not going to pay you. Didn't pay him any money. Is Amrile, they told him, they both told Bar Hedya, Agrina Bachalmim, we both dreamt in our dream, this Pasik, Sharcho Tavuach Dinecho. It's part of the Kololus that says in Devarim, that Yishar will be Shkishacht in front of you. Le Rav Omale to Rav, Bar Hedya told him, Pasid Ikscha, you should know your whole Panasa is going to fall down the drain, you have Hefsid. You won't be able to eat. You're going to feel so bad that the panos is going to go so bad, you're not going to be able to eat. Rashi posted, your business is going to go bad. You're not going to be able to eat anything. You have such bad, tzar about the business. Labaya, Tabayi told him, Rabbi dreamt the same posik. Labaya Amaloch, you know your business is going to be doing so good. When you eat, you're not going to enjoy the food. Why? You're going to be so happy. You have such a good day. And Panos, you're not going to have to eat. So the exact same dream. The Abaye paid him off. He meant a good dream. And the Rava never had a bad dream. And I'll raise the event. Rashim Ravkis, Rashim Mitoich Simchoscho, Leitisav Alechol. Since you have such good Panos, you're not going to want to eat. Shetei Sova Bisimchoscho. You're going to be filled up with your simcha alone. You're not going to have the panasa. Omal Amrulay, they told him again, Akrim, we dreamt another dream, another posik. Could be the same dream, another posik. Bonim uvonos toilet, source in the middle of the kolola. Lurovo Omalay kivishusa, like the posik means, they'll be captured, that the goyim are going to capture your children. Labayu Omalay, vinchecho nefishin, you're going to have a lot of sons and daughters. And your daughters are going to get married to other people. Since you're going to have so many daughters getting married to so many other people, it's going to look to you as if they went around and be captured. So there'll be so many of them, like it was a bracha. Akrin, they dreamt another posik, that the Eber should take away your children and give it to another amacher. All this is all part of the klola. Is Labayev Amalei Vinchov Vintechom Nefishin. You're going to have a lot of children. At Omatim, you're going to have a machlekes, you and your wife. Who should they get married to? You're going to want your daughters to get married to your creation. The omrin, your wife is going to say, lekriva. She's going to want your daughter to get married to her creation. The achve lechor, and she's going to win out. She's going to be fourth you. The yehovcha lehoin lekriva, and you're going to have to be masculine to let her get married to your wife's creation. The heve kamacha, that's going to be the kamacha. That's what your dream means. You'll have a lot of children, and get married to your wife's mishpacha, not your mishpacha. The Ravu Amalei, to Rav, he said, he told him though, did a sur shchiva, you should know your wife is going to die. The Yosu Benel Bantel Dayis Sachriti, you're going to have to get married to a new wife, and your children are going to have a new mother. The Yomar Rava, Omer Rav Yom Yabarab, Omer Rav, my Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Venecho Venoisecha Nesunu Yamacher, the Klola that your children will be given to another Am, Zueshes Av. That means that their mother will die, and their father will get married to another mother, stepmother, that's called an Amacher. It's a Klola. Akrim Bechal Mini saw another Pasuk in a dream. Lech echo b'simcha lachmecha. Go eat b'simcha yelechem. Labayi romalei merach yitzcha. Abayi told Yishnoi you can have a good panosa v'yachalte v'shasisa v'koris psuka meched v'dolibcha. And you're going to have a lot to eat and you read these psukim with happiness. Meched v'dolibcha, you feel very good. L'rova omalei to Rav, he told him posa yitzcha, fakert, you'll have a pseida. You're going to lose out in your business. Tefachtav l'yachalte, you're going to shecht an animal, you're not going to be able to eat it. Vishasisa and you'll drink the karisa, lefchuche pachtecha. The reason why you're going to have to eat is to take away all the pach and all the pain you have. He told them after their dream. Akri, and then they dreamt another posik. Posik says, Zera Rav Toitsi Asoda. This is part of the klolis. That what you're going to, Zera Rav will come out and you won't eat it, the Sefer says. Is Lavayi Romalem Eresha. If I told him the Eresha will be mekuyim by you, you'll have a lot of tour. The Rav Romalem Sefer, the klolis, that the goyim will come and eat it up. After the next pasuk was Zaysim Yilcha B'chol Gvulcha. That's the beginning. And right there, the caller is the goyim will take it away. Is Labaya Ramalem Eresha. You'll have a lot of Zaysim in your Gvul. The Rava Ramalem is safer. That's the caller. They'll take it away from you. That's because Rava didn't pay him any money. We'll soon see what happens to Behedi though at the end. After in the pasuk, another pasuk behind the pasuk says V'rol Kolei Amoritz. Labaya Ramalei Nofel Lecha Shema. Your name is going to go out to become famous. The Reish Masif to Hevish. You're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. That's the Pshat for all Kalam Yot. Everybody will see that you're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And Amos Chon Nafal to Biyama. Everybody's going to have Ema. They'll respect you. The Rabu Amalei to Rav, he told him, V'dayna Demalki Itbar. You should know that somebody's going to break into the king's things. Or Mitzvasa Diganvi. And they're going to chap you to be the Gan. If somebody's going to steal from the Melech, and the Balila, they're going to come and chap you, you're going to be the Gan. V'dayna Kulu Yalman, everybody's going to be very afraid now. They're going to be afraid of you. They see now that the Goyim are making alilas, they're taking Yidden and making them into Ganovim. So they took Rava, they're afraid they'll take anybody. If the Meister was the Mocha the next day, Itbar B'dayna D'malka. In the king's place, there was a robbery. The also V'tashel Rava came out, they looked for the Ganev, who they find? They found Rava. His Balilas, they came out to find it was Rava. Joshua Bedani Demarka Oitzer, he says the treasury. Shetashite Hamelok Sham is Yishavar Ayideh Ganovim. Ganovim going to break in and steal the jewelry. The Yalino Alecha Loyne Shata Ganavtim. And he's going to make a bulbul and they're going to say, you know the Ganav was the Rava. He was the Ganav. So Kal V'Chaynim Minoch Shashi Im Rava Nechshad Imaduch the Goyim. Well, Chayshid Rava Tzadik like Rava Koshan Sheyachashdenu. They'll be Chayshid us also. The Zel V'Yirum Imecha. That's what they'll be afraid of us. Right, Amri Lei, they told Vaita Barhegia, both them Abayev Rava, Chazoin Chozo Al Puma Dani. We saw in our dream a chasa, that's like a lettuce, on the top of a barrel. La Bayev Amalei Ayef Asokcha, Kechasa. Your business is going to bloom like a lettuce. That's a lot of leaves, you'll have a good business deal today. Trashi Chasa Chazeris, Roman lettuce. Ayef Asokcha, Kofu Berevich. You're going to have a lot of revich, a lot of gain today. Kechazeris, like a Roman lettuce. Shivachavu kfula. A lot of leaves grow out of it. Lerova, omalei morasikha. It's going to be bitter, your business. Kichasa, like a Roman lettuce. It's bitter, it's morar. Shashi morar isikha. Shitsunuya lachol umar yias chervish aloch. Whatever you're going to sell is going to be bitter to people. They're not going to want to buy it. Amri led, you said over chazoin. We saw another dream. Bishra, we saw meat. Al pum dan on the top of the opening of the barrel. La bayi ramalei bosses chamrecha. Your wine is going to be very sweet. the Yasta Kulayamul and Mizvan Bisho the Hamrinoch. Everybody's going to come and buy your wine, and it'll be so sweet, they're going to have to eat meat with it, they'll buy meat from you also. The Rav Ramalei, Takiv Hamorcha, your wine's going to come spoiled, become sour. The Yasta Kulayamul and Mizvan Bisho the Mechobain. Everybody's going to taste your wine, they're going to have to eat meat after it to take away the bad taste of the wine. Amrilei Chazoin, we saw in a dream, Chavita, a barrel, the Tolib, the Kula, that was hanging in the deck on the palm tree. Is your esek, your panosa, your business is going to grow like a dekel. Will be very sweet. Hey, madle yasicha kedikla. The rav amalei chol yasicha katamri. That will be like a date. It won't be so good. It'll be so sweet, like it'll be very cheap. You won't make too much. We saw a pomegranate that was katchi, overripe, dried out like on the top of the barrel. That you'll have business like a pomegranate. Will be very good. You'll sell at a very high price. No, your business will be like this dried out pomegranate that's not worth too much. We saw a chavita barrel that fell into the beer, into the bore, into the pit. Everybody's going to come running after to buy your products. Whatever you're executing, people are going to want to buy it. People are going to run after to buy whatever you're selling. Like people say, the bread fell in the bor. And we can't find it. We're looking for it. You told him, you're going to have a say that you're going to lose out in your panosa. They're going to throw you, they'll throw a panosa in the bor. It's not going to be worth too much. Amrilei, they told the Nachamol, Chazinon Bar Chamra, we saw a Bar Chamra, Dekoya Istan, Venoya. We saw a type of a Chamora donkey that was standing on Istan, some type of a stage. Venoya, he was screaming. Laba Yeromalei, Malka Hevis, you're going to be like a Melech, Trashi Rosh Yeshiva, Haderit Roshes, Vamaturgim Oymedolov, Viamoro, Liashmiya, Bakil Ram the Rabin, Tekil Chamor Hanoya. If you're going to be like a Melech, like a Rosh Yeshiva, saying over Droshes, and you're going to have an interpreter have to say it out loud like a chamora screaming. The koi amoy v'loch, there'll be an interpreter for you, and saying it loud like a chamora. L'rov v'amalei, peta chamor goyet mitfilcha. You should know from your tefillin, you're missing the word peta chamora, your tefillin apostle. That's what you dream. Amalei, a brother told him, name, the chosla, I just looked at my tefillin. The Eastern, I have these words, I have the word peta chamora in my tefillin. How could you say I'm missing it? Omalei vov the petach hamor vade goyit. Shno petach hamor the vov was taken out of it. Rashi's mitzvilim. So Rashi's mazbat. That's the way it's supposed to be. But Rav the Sofer first wrote his tefillin petach with the vov, and then he took it out. So that was erased like it wasn't a mehudah. So that was the taina. Rashi vov the petach hamor goyit mitzvilcho. The pashas voyek yaviacho. The chol petach hamor kipode. The se vuchosa vov. First he wrote it with the vav. Goyet means it was erased. At the end, Rav himself went to Behedja. Legavei. Omalei, he told Behedja, Chazoi I saw, Dishodab Raisa, Dinofo. Rashi, Dishodab Raisa, Delos Chitzen Shabayim. As my outside door caved in, fell in. Omalei ishtu choshchiva, your wife is going to die. Omalei chazi, I saw kochi vishini dinasui, I saw my teeth falling out. Omalei bincho vintvitecho shir shochvon, your son and daughters are going to die. Trashi kochi shinayim apnimius, my inside teeth. Omalei chazoi tartin yoni, I saw two pigeons, the porchin that are flying. Omalei trei noshi migoshecho. You should know, you're going to be Megarish, your two wives. Omalei, Chazoi Trei Galdino Delifta, two type of lifters, what the lefes is the turnips, the heads of the turnips. Omalei, train kulfi beloyis ozel. You're going to get two blows in your mouth. You're going to be punched twice. Ozel rov. Rov is going to get two punches. Oh, the myself, who yayman, next day it happened. The Yosef Bey Medrash, Rav was sitting in the base of Medrash. Kulu yayman the whole day. Ashka chanu trei, he saw two tamidim. Sagin Ura, two blind people. They were coming and say, Badodi. Bahadi Adodi, they're both fighting together. Could be they're learning together, but they're fighting. Ozo Rav, the Frakino. Rav went to Mefara to answer the kasha, like to break up the fight. What are you fighting about? Let me hear, I'll answer the questions. Oh, Machuya the Rav, trei doli. And they hit him twice, they gave him two blows in the mouth. Is Dolil Machuya Khriti, they want to give him a third blow yet, another punch. Omar Rav said, no, Mistaya enough. Train Chazoy, I only saw my dream, I'm going to get two. More than that, no. Is Lesoif at the end, Osir Rav of Yoyla Yagra. Finally, Baruch Hashem. The end, Rav came and gave Bahadja some money, paid him off. Omalei, now he told him, Chazoy, I saw Ashisa the Nothal, I saw a wall fall in. Omalei, Nechosim Balei Mitzorim Kunis. The property you just bought today is going to be such good property. It's going to have no boundary. It's going to go weiter and weiter. It's going to have good property. Omalei chazoya panda dabai denofo. I saw a biased palace that fell down in my dream. Uchsuya avka, and dust was covering it up. Omalei, abaya shochi, you should know abaya is going to die soon. Omesifte asila gaboch, and the shiva is going to come to you, and you're going to be the Rosh Shiva. Omalei vaita ba'arov told Bahedja, Chazoy, I saw a panda didin ofel. I saw my own palace falling down. V'yosu kuliyal meshokel levinte levinte. Now see, everybody coming and taking bricks. Everybody was taking bricks from my house. Omalei, shumatecho nevadron bialmo. Whatever you say, you learn is going to be spread out throughout the whole world, that people are going to like what you learned. Omalei chazoy di avko reisha. I saw that my head cracked open, split in half. V'nosa mukri. And my brains fell out. That's what Rav dreamt. Omalei, he told him,
Udrim is I sad enough, like the feathers came out of the pillow, that's all. All right, turn over.
I said hallo.
Omalei, I said back to him, I dreamt and I said hallo in the middle of my dreams. Rashi says it means the hallo that we say by Pesach. So he answered him back and said, Omalei, nisa mislash lecho.
The regular howl in his dream. Omalei nisa mischrach shilcho. You should know nisa might going to happen to you. That's what Bahedja told Rava. Heavy kozo bahade biyarva. The mice was they were both traveling together in a ship. Bahedja and Rava. Omar. So Bahedja said bahade gavro the mischrach shle nisa omalei bahade. Why should I go in the same ship to this person like Rava that a nest is going to happen to Rava? He was afraid that maybe the next will happen now. That means this ship is going to start to drown, and just Rav will be safe. He'll be killed. So he didn't want to travel with Rav. The Kosolik, so the Hadi, the Kosolik, when he was like running out of the ship, Nofo Sifrimine, he dropped the head, you dropped the safe, he was holding his hand. Ashche Rav, Rav found the safe, he looked inside it, and he saw inside the safe of the Chazad of Iksivbe, what was written inside the head, you say from, all the chalaimas go after the interpreter. The way he interprets it, how he says it, that's what's going to come out. Omar, the Rav said, Russia, he went up ahead of you now, Russia you are. But he doth kaima, all my dreams I had were totally in you. The Tartan, Kuli Hai, and he gave me such tsar. Kula Mechilm Lachosh, now all the dreams you made, you said, the Mice of Yol came true, I'm working you for. Bam, he brought it to Rav Chizda. Achutz from the one that you made my wife, that was Rav Chizda's daughter, was Rav's wife. Achutz the one you made my wife, says she'll die. Yeh Rava, so Rava now gave Bahedja Klola. Yeh Rava, the limser who gave her you, Bahedja, should be given over, Ridei Demachasur. He should be given over to the government, to Le Merachmi Olein, he shouldn't have any Rachmonis on you. So Bahedja said, Omar, my Evid, what can I do now? Gemiri, Yidua, Tekilat Chochem, Afilu Bechinim Hibo. When a Chochem gives out a Klolo, Afilu Bechinim, it means the person does not deserve the Klolo, still will be Mekuyim. The Kolshchem, but the Bahedja himself, and Avad the Rova, the Bedina Kolai, that the Rova gave me a Klolo, I deserve it. I mean, it's a good Rova deserves, I deserve to be get this Klolo. So what can I do? Omar the Hedge said, Akon the Igli, I'm going to go and put myself into Golis. The Omar Ma, Golis Mechaperis Oven, that going into Golis is a kapara for you. So he knew if some calls were going to happen to him, so get out of it, he went into Golis.
kom goli levei rumia. So he went and was goa, he lived by Roim. Ozal, he was there. Yosef atitzcha dereish to zina. The Malki, he was sitting someplace near the head of the head of the king's shayma. He says inside, there is a pirashayma hamilim. The watchman was watching the king's soup begodin. The Malki reish to zina. Chos v'chalma, so this, the head of the shamer that was watching the king's clothing had a dream. Chos v'chalma. Omalei, so this dreamer, the reish truma, the shamer told by Hedya, Omalei chasi chalma. I saw a dream. The yayo machta b'yesporsei. That needle went into my hand. Omalei havli zuzi. Nachmol shitosei. By Hedya says, give me money. I'll give you a good interpreter. Of Vlayoyev, he didn't give him. Vlayoyev lay. Of the Zoyev layom lev lemidi. So Bahelia didn't tell him the interpretation. He didn't tell him anything about the dream. Omalay, another mice happened. Chazroid and awful tichlo vitatnes boisi. I saw a worm fell into my two hands now. Two fingers. Omalay, nochma had you said. Havli zuzi, give me some money first. No, Vlayoyev, he didn't give him anything. But then Vlayomalay, he didn't tell him anything back. He didn't tell him what's going on. Omalei chazoi, I saw the nofo tichlo fukuli yodi. I saw that worms are falling in my whole hand. Omalei, you should know, nofo tichlo fukuli shiroi. You should know, you dream now, we told him the dream is that there are worms creeping around all the king's begodim. As you're the shema, you're supposed to watch the king's begodim, and worms went in and eating up all the king's begodim. Shemiyah bei Malka was told over to the Malchus what happened, the Yathiul Reish Tuzni. And the Melech saw all of the gods and were worms eating it up. They brought over the Shema. The Yathiul Reish Tuzni, they brought the Shema. Called Kapile, they wanted to kill him. Omale, Ano Amai Isis Lahai. What do you bring this to me? The heavy Yod of Loyoma. I saw her on the Vahedya. The Shema said, what do you want from me? I didn't know what was going on. You should blame Vahedya, it was up to him. He told me at the end. The last dream, he told me what's going on. If he would have told me at the beginning, we could have saved you. And the first dream was just one worm went on one finger. That means they're just coming in. So if he would have told me then your interpretation, I could have saved you, Melech. So it's not me, if I had you deserves the Nisa. Omalei amtu zuzi didoch. So the Melech said, because of your lousy penny, if I had you, you want to interpret,